This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Summertime running events, those 5 and 10K run walks that raise money for special causes, plus marathons, ultramarathons, and triathlons, they're all being canceled for now. More about that in a moment. There is, though, an uplift called Shelter in Pace, created by a quite well-known running champion who's become a prominent race organizer. He is Rich Hanna, founder of Capital Road Race Management, and he's joining us by phone today. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Beth. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happened to road racing in these community events during the pandemic, and at what point might any of them return?
Well, as of, 2 months ago, when we shut down, it basically shut down all of our races, not just here locally, but all over the world. And, there's the uncertainty is what is the problem. We have no idea when we're going to be able to get back to work. So between, mid-March to through July, we had 35 races scheduled, and they've all been postponed or canceled or gone virtual.
And the Run to Feed the Hungry on Thanksgiving Day, the California International Marathon, those are months down the road. But what's your expectation?
Oh, I hate to be a negative Nelly, Beth, but I think the chances of really any races happening the rest of the year are unlikely. I knew you were going to ask me about Run to Feed the Hungry because that has a special place in my heart and your heart. I'm sure we'll come up with, if we can't do the actual race, we'll come up with a good alternative, and it might be something similar to what we're doing now with Shelter in Pace, the virtual. But, I don't want to, get too far ahead of ourselves, and I'm still keeping my fingers crossed that we might be able to have an event. But after listening to your last guest, Dr. Peterson, it doesn't look too promising. When we do get back to racing, there'll probably be certain protocols that will be in place with social distancing for a while, unless there's a vaccine and everybody's built up antibodies and we can go back to business as usual. But boy, our whole industry has been changed by this.
Well, runners, walkers, at least people can get outside and get some of the activity, but you've just set up the case nicely for an uplift. So tell me about Shelter in Pace, and there's a really fun, colorful graphic and a website we can direct people to, but what's the idea here?
Well, it really kind of arose by, we just had more time in our office, because we weren't putting on the races like we normally do. Every weekend, we time, virtually all the local races. And so to keep my employees busy, we just figured we have to do something. So we came up with this virtual idea based around, what we're all going through. And so, you hear shelter in place all the time, and we thought it'd be fun to, call it Shelter in Pace. And so it's basically a race series to keep people motivated through the summer. And so it's a 3-mile event called the TP3, and that's going to take place here in May. And then in June, we have the Shelter in Place, the SIP 6, so a 6-mile event. And then in July, it's our Core in 10, so a 10-miler. So all added up, it's 19 miles for COVID-19. And so we have the bundle package. People can register for all three at once, or they can register individually for the individual races. But so far, the bundle has been super popular. We have close to 1,400 people, if you can believe that, signed up now, and it's only been out for about a week. So,
wow.
You get, if you sign up for the bundle, you get a nice racer back tank for women and a shirt for the guys. And we have individual medals for each particular race. And then if you do all three, they kind of fit together. They're pie-shaped, and they fit together for one huge medal when all is said and done. And we have people send in the results, and we have results on the website, and we have a newsletter that goes out once a week to people motivated, and it's kind of our little way to keep people out there running. And I don't know about you, Beth, I know you're a runner. I've seen more people out on the streets, on the bike trail, out there exercising. So I guess one positive of this whole health crisis is people are getting out. I've never seen the bike trail more crowded than I have recently. So hopefully, those people will turn into our customers when all is said and done and we're back doing real races, not just virtual races.
Okay, so the TP3, which, haha, it's toilet paper 3 for 3 miles, it starts May 15th. So do you just go out and actually time yourself? Or
yeah, I should explain this a little bit better. Yeah, basically, you can go out anytime, any course you want. You can leave from the house. You can drive, you know, do any course you want to do, and 3 miles, and then send in your results. And same with the 6 and the 10 milers. So anytime you want, you know, you can go out and do it. And that's kind of the beauty of it. You know, do it when you're feeling good, do it when the weather's good. And then that's pretty much how it works.
Well, the money being raised is great. Yep. And little incentive rewards. And I think about all those organizations that typically would benefit. And sometimes yep. those are unseen yep. gaps in a time like
yeah.
this.
There are so many micro communities in our business, if you think about it. You know, all the nonprofits that we benefit. But virtually every race we do, Beth, is helping a nonprofit.
Yep.
So, and, you know, awards companies, porta body companies, T-shirt screeners, they're all affected by the shutdown for road races. And so this particular event, Shelter in Pace, is also a benefit for Donate for Sacramento, which, as you know, is a kind of public-private partnership managed by Sarah Health Foundation to help nonprofits, homeless, small businesses like ours. We're basically, this is kind of like takeout food for, you know, our business, you know, the mm-hmm. virtual run. And, you know, you hear about shopping local and supporting your local restaurant. You know, this is all about kind of supporting, you know, really local running, because the Fleet Feet stores, you know, our business, other businesses like ours are just like the restaurants that are being affected right now. We basically have very little business. We have no business, actually.
All right. Well, Rich, we got to check back in July, see how it was. We'll post a link to Shelter in Pace. You take care. Best wishes to you and your family, okay?
Thanks for having me, Beth. I appreciate it. You take care, too.
Thanks a lot. That's Rich Hanna. There's much more at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.